Hello, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some healings for everybody and to talk about the light shift. And we'll first do a chakra clearing for everyone. So again, just sit back and relax. The light beings will do this for you. There's nothing for you to do. Not like earth-based modalities where you have to actually work on things and figure things out and then re-experience the past over and over again. So here we go. We're going to go to your chakra system, and we're going to go to your heart center first. This is where your spirit resides, and move that to center around for you. Perfect. Now we're going up to your throat chakra, number 5. The heart was number 4, and moving that around. Looks great. And go up higher to your third eye, your 6th chakra. Wonderful. And now we're going to go back down below the heart, your solar plexus, your power center, power chakra, and move that here. Great. And 2nd chakra, moving it over a little bit. Wonderful. Good. And 1st chakra, this is the very tip base of your spine, your tailbone. Wonderful. So we'll do a chakra opening for everyone. I use the word spin to do this here. Most chakras are typically around 2 inches in diameter. And this will allow you to get more life force energy from your spirit into your invisible bodies, which help the physical body to heal. So here we go. So we'll go to the heart center first. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Moving up to the throat. Spin, 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 open. Great. 6th chakra. Spin, 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 open. And going down now to your power chakra, your solar plexus. Spin, 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 open. 2nd chakra, spin, 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 open. And 1st chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. So next we're going to do some entity clearing. And this people love because it gets rid of some of these discordant thoughts that you might have. So we're just releasing them now from you. Remember, as they leave, you want to bring in your spirit into these locations, which is what we do every time. You never want to create a void because that void could get filled up pretty quickly. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So like a slot machine, you pull the handle. Are you going to come up or it'll be somebody acting like you, taking on your personality a little bit, but somebody else may be actually moving and running your vehicle, which is your physical body. So you want to be home all the time to be aware and conscious of what kind of experience that you're having. Plus, your spirit needs to be with you to run the spiritual energy into your body as a conduit for healing. So, there's a lot of clearing so far. We're going to collect your spirit fragments. And they're coming back to you now. You might feel a warm glow around your body. And we're doing this cleansing right now, putting your spirit back into its perfection, these little parts of it. Remember, they left from pain and trauma and fear. So in a sense, they've been here, done that, and they don't want to come back. So they're back now, but we have to clean them out so that they're going to be able to help you. So here we go. We'll count to 10 as they come more into your body. And your spirit will come in whatever way it needs to. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. We'll do some more entity clearing here for everyone. And if you have any dogs or cats, we'll do this for them too now. Just think of them right now. Maybe give a little thought projection to them. And we're going to clean them out also. I've had this done with different animals. Some animals would like to bite other people other than their owners. So when I do this, all of a sudden the dog would be perfectly fine afterwards. So here we go. Get some entities out of your pets now. There we go. And here we go. I'm going to bring more of the spirit back into you and into them. We're going to do a purification first. Great. And here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to do the mind to the heart drop. This is your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego. And this energy is what you think with, typically. Kind of runs your life. We're going to have that merge now. It has to surrender itself to your heart center so that it can join your spirit so you can get your perfect guidance. So we're going to drop, in a sense, your head to your heart. So here we go. We're dropping down. I'll just visualize like an elevator, if you would. 10th floor is your head. First floor is your heart. So we're dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. That feels very good for everybody on board tonight. So what I want to do is just one more healing before we have Sylvia come on here. We're going to take your spirit now and have it come out of your body momentarily. And it's going to come in through your feet to allow more healing energies in your body here. So you're going to come out of the top of your head and kind of like swirl around, come back into the bottom of your feet. So you're going in through your toes, your bottom of your feet, your ankles, your knees, your waist, solar plexus. Now you're in. To take you out again and come back in again. Same process, feet, ankles, knees, and we're coming up. Good. Then out and in, 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 and you should feel a little heavier in your legs now. Out and in, out and in. Out, and you're coming back in now. There we go. Now we're going to make sure that you're in your body properly. Remember, if you came in wrong once upon a time, you could be in wrong throughout your whole lifetime. So we're going to have your spirit come out of your body right now, and we're going to correct the channel so it'll come in properly. So here we come in now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. If you felt a shift in energy, it was because your spirit was in your body improperly. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, well, first I'd like to say welcome to everyone, and thank also Don for making this BBS radio possible. So, Don, if you're listening, a big thanks to you. And we're having a wonderful time this week with the beautiful creation energies from the Creation Light Ship, so we'll be bringing in some more of those and doing additional healings with those. And we're also talking about some of the very exciting brand new healings that the Creation Light Ship has been bringing out. So we'll be going over some of those in just a little bit. And as usual, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask Ron about our topic or about anything regarding the Creation Light Ship, you can just enter your question in the BBS Fast Chat. And to do that, you just go on to the Creation Light Ship page. You'll see, as you scroll down a little bit, a beautiful light being there. That's a light being from the Creation Light Ship. And just below that is a little link to click on that says BBS Fast Chat. And when you click on that, that'll bring up a window for you. So you can just fire away with your questions, and we'll get to as many of them as we can today. And if you scroll down a little bit below the beautiful light being, there's also the insignia from the Creation Light Ship. And we'll be using that to bring in some of those divine source energies. So over to you, Ron, to start with that.
Okay, so I think we'll go to the Lightship insignia. So you can either scroll down, it's underneath the light beam picture, or just click on it on the Fast Chat. And if you're new to the show, just go to Creation Lightship Healing, click on it. And I'm scrolling down right now underneath the light beam. And it's just a little ways down, probably about a third of the way down on your scroll bar here. Looks like the Caduceus, but it's actually different. And we're going to bring in some energies from the light ship right now. We had some requests to do a like a brain trauma detox. It could be chemical imbalances for people. It might be, in a sense, heavy metals. They'll also work with your head, which includes maybe your teeth. And we're also going to have these beautiful creation energies work with our central nervous system. If you don't have any problems like this, you can just ask for a tune-up. but they find many things that we don't know anything about. So what we're going to first do is bring in, since we're continuing on from the last show, we're going to bring in one of the creation energies in its wholeness, one of the 12 source energies. This is energy number 10. And we'll bring it into this beautiful light ship insignia. Just kind of watch it, and you may start to see it change color a little bit. A lot of people get goosebumps when they see the picture get energized here. Starting right now, you can put your hand, if you wish, in the next probably 15 seconds in front of your monitor screen and kind of move it back and forth, and you will notice that there is energy coming off your monitor where this insignia is. And this is one of the 12 source energies that created you. So you're a part of each and every one of them. This is 1/12 of who you are. And it's being increased now. And very, very beautiful. It may start to glow more as you look at it. Have more light energy coming off of it. So again, we're going to have this beautiful healing here. And you can just request the healing or whatever you'd like to have also. So we'll put some music on and see you back in a minute or so. Energy number 11. Each one of these have a little different frequency to them. And again, request your healing. These are heart-based energies only. You only feel them in your heart and never in your mind. This is pure love energy coming into you. bring in the next energy, the last one. This is the energy number 12 of the source energy. So again, just kind of sit back and relax and request your healing as it comes in. So here it comes, and enjoy this wonderful experience. We'll bring in the 12 energies in totality here. So they'll start to come in right now. So we'll just increase them into this beautiful insignia here. So here they come. They're coming in very, very strong and nicely. Feels wonderful. So here they come, and you're going to feel the totality of the source energy coming to you. Just sit back and relax. And you may feel this very wonderful presence coming around your whole body and connecting to your heart center, and just surrender to your heart. And this is just a wonderful feeling. So see you back in a few minutes here. Turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, that was fabulous. Thank you so much for those beautiful source energies. And we're going to talk, as promised, about some of the beautiful new healings from the Creation Lightship. And Ron, maybe you can just kind of give an introduction to the healings from the Lightship and the different types of healings that there are before we get into some of these specific ones.
Okay, yeah, there's quite a few that they do to help us. The most important one is the emotional clearing. And they do trauma clearing. There's just many types, mental clearings, feeling body clearing, sensory body, parallel life clearings. They do clearings from your current lifetime right now back to when you were first created out the source energy. They also do past life clearings, which we call a sensory clearing. There's just many, many types. One of them that we're going to be doing tonight on a sample is the fetus clearing, and it takes away the trauma that your mother had when she was carrying you. And then we also go week by week, and we call that the spirit infusion, where you can actually imprint into you as you're being created each week, week by week, with the energies that you would like to bring out in this lifetime now. Remember, your spirit chose your parents to create you because of their DNA, and your spirit chose then to go through its lifetime with you to bring out the talents that you may, they're hoping that you would bring out anyway. And sometimes we need a little more information, or maybe we exceeded what the spirit has brought to us, so we can ask to have that brought forth even more by bringing forth more DNA strands or more information on the DNA to enhance our talents. And then the other way it works, too, is it can maybe help us to eliminate physical problems that we're having. Maybe we didn't have enough DNA to create us properly, so we can ask again to have that. So it's like rewriting your history, and you're working with your spirit on imprinting what you'd like to have brought out and enhanced in this lifetime. So it's a very powerful session. What we're going to do is just a little sampling of this healing. So I'd like everyone, if you would, to scroll maybe up a little ways to the beautiful light beam, or just click on it on the fast chat, and bring her up on your monitor screen. And if you're new to the program, just go to Creation Lightship Healing and scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam looking at you. And we're going to bring in your fetus baby energy, which is pure love energy, into this particular screen right now. And you can actually feel yourself. And then we're going to do, after we get that charged up here, which is coming in right now, this is actually your energy. And it's coming through. The Lightship has every blueprint that makes up your physical body, every other holographic blueprints are there, so they know who you are, and they're bringing in this energy for you to experience right now. And like I said, the Lightship only works in the now, in the light, and they only work with heart-based energies. So what we're going to do is release from you 3 months of your mother's trauma that she may have experienced carrying you for the first 3 months. So we're going to do the first month right now for you, just as a sample. I do all months, all 9 months on my sessions that I have, and they're a little more complete than this. This will at least give you a little experience of what this is like for a sample healing. Supposed to be the first month that she was carrying you. So here we go. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Remember, these traumas are imprinted onto you by her thoughts and by her experiences and energies coming into her. 2nd month, same process. 6th cleared, 5th cleared. Boy, somebody has heart stuff. Well, wow. 4th chakra cleared, 3rd again. Wow. Oh my God, it's releasing a lot of energy. 3rd chakra, 2nd, and 1st. I'll do that 2nd month over again. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 3rd month, 6 cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, I'll just put some music on so you can just kind of sit back and experience this little healing here. And just kind of see how your body is responding to it, see how it feels. You might even want to get up and walk a little bit and stretch. And we'll see you back in about a minute here. Healing for everyone here. And again, have the light being on your screen. And we're going to bring in from the light shift your other half. This is your twin flame energy. And this is from your creation energy. So it's different than what would be out in the universe experiencing life just like you are. So this is your other half coming into this beautiful light being. And it's going to also connect to your heart center. So here you come. And typically, most people feel it as the opposite sex to them. So if you're a male, you might feel a female presence. And if you're female, you may feel a male presence. And remember, most people are only half here because the twin flame energy is not allowed to be here with you because of the Galactic Federation's interference with us here. So just sit back now and relax, and we're going to bring in your other half. So here she comes, or he comes. So stronger. Look at the picture here. Stronger, 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 stronger. Feels wonderful. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay. Just sit back and enjoy. Thank you. person on the fast chat here wondering if you meet your twin flame energy, would you be marrying them? There's very few on this planet. I don't think there's over 200 twin flame energies here. And typically, a lot of the twin flames do not marry for whatever reason. I've met probably two couples so far that have looked like they're twin flames, and they were married, but I have seen other ones that just could not do that because it's just too hard to have a life experience because you're both the same. So it would be very peaceful, I would imagine. But that's kind of how I perceive that. We'll do another healing here. And this is a brand new healing. This is what we call the ego mind release. So what it does, the genetic ego mind release. So it goes in through your genetics and it picks out the energies that the ego formed in you from your ancestors. And remember how, you might know how like young children probably might be very stubborn or something. You don't know why they're stubborn or why they have different tendencies in their life. Well, this is a carryover from past lives, having a certain situation that they're dealing with, and they just kind of rebel. And this goes on throughout lifetime, too, for different situations. So we're going to focus on one area of concern. And this area of concern will be, we'll use the programming of lack in our lives. A lot of people, I'm sure, would like to have that one. So here we go. So we're going to take the lack energy away as much as we can during this little short session here. This is lack that your ancestors gave you as a gift for this life experience here. So again, look at the light being, and we'll bring in this beautiful energy here. And she's going to help us with this here. We're going to bring in three of the light beings from the creation light shift. These would be some of the females coming in right now. And it looks like Janina is going to come in with two of her helpers. So you're actually going to probably see the presence of three light beings there. And she's being increased now. And here we go. She's fully energized right now. And so just sit back and relax. We'll bring in this energy of healing from them to you through your heart to help you release some of this lack programming that you might be experiencing here. And just request it also inside of your head. Okay. So, was very nice, very gentle energy. I'll be on the next show also with Troika St. Germain. She invited me on to be a guest on her show, so that'll be, in about 20 minutes also. So we'll see how that show goes here. It'll be very interesting to have both of us here. We're both from Mount Shasta, so we'll see how we can help people, and it'll be probably a very interesting show. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, well, you know, when we get to the end of our hour, we are usually kind of pressed for time, so maybe we can just take a few minutes right now before we get into more healings to talk about some of the upcoming dates that you might like to mark on your calendar.
For example, sounds good. So this
Saturday,
this Saturday, we're having a special 4-hour Creation Lightship healing session. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we do water charging also. We did that this evening here on our conference call line. But you get 7 gallons of water, and they contain special light codes to help you out for additional healing throughout the week. And in this call, we go into special rooms for the ascension process for healing. The charge on it is $60. So if you're interested, just give me a phone call or an email, and I'll get back with you. You can email me just underneath the light theme there. There's information there. And I do love having emails from people on this show on the healings that they've experienced live on the show. We have over 100 archives, too, if you wanted to tune into those. And the healings will work on those also, except for when we go to the Creation Lightship, they will not. But we also have one-hour conference calls where we go to the Lightship also. It's $20. They're Mondays and Fridays. Then I'll also be back in New York if you're in the East Coast. I'll be back there at the new Life Expo in Manhattan. That'll be, I believe, on the 19th of October. And then after that, I'm having 3 additional healing sessions at the ERE Center in Manhattan. I'm also doing a full one-day workshop on Monday. And I believe the cost for that is $100. And it'll be just a wonderful experience. I think last year we had over 35 people show up on a Monday, which was quite awesome to experience Lightship healing. So anyway, we're very busy and love what we're doing. Well, Sylvia, what would you like to do next?
I just want to mention one more date, and that is our Friday show this week, which is coming up at 9 p.m. on Friday. And we're going to be talking about the healing power of water. And, the water healing elements on the Creation Lightship are often people's favorites. You know, there's many light being doctors on the Creation Lightship who do healings through the medium of water. There's dolphin doctors and whales and penguins and mermaids and beautiful waterfalls and all kinds of wonderful water beings. So Ron will be bringing those energies in for us. And also, when you get ready for the radio show on Friday night, bring a few 8-ounce glasses of water or bottles of drinking water with you, and we're going to be doing some water activation. So it's going to be a lot of fun and a very revitalizing experience for our Friday night. So back to our subject. So the twin flame energy that you brought in a little bit ago, Ron, let's talk a little bit about the different twin flame healings that you do. I know that, as far as I know, there are 3 different healings that actually address the twin flame energy. One in that master set that you've had that helps people have that connection to their twin flame fully established. And now the new spirit healing for the twin flame going back to the point of creation. And then also the twin flame consciousness merging. So could you tell us about those a bit?
Sure. The main one is to have the what we call the 4-in-1. That session is when I release you from, the Lightship is doing this also. You're released from 13 planetary energies that are connected to you. These are energy cords that, these planets are using. Some are known to us, some maybe not. but they connect to our physical organs and they start draining us. And so that's one part of the series. The second part is you're connected to your true home-based spiritual family. And this home-based energy is where you would normally go to after each incarnation. And so does your twin flame energy. And unfortunately, that's severed from us too here by the dark side. So you don't know where you actually came from typically. Everybody asks when I talk to them, you know, where home is. They want to go back home. That's kind of the words that I hear from people. And they just can't because you're trapped here by the dark side. Although now you're going to be released at the ascension time here by the light shift. But the next session is where you're connected to your twin flame energy, much like your home base. It's an energetic connection. And you can go there whenever you choose to visit your twin flame, wherever it's incarnated at, and it can come to you. And you naturally feel whole and complete at that time, which you may have already felt a little bit during this session here when we brought in the totality of your blueprint from the creation light ship. And the other part of the 4-in-1 session is being disconnected from the dark side matrix here. In a sense, it's your soul family that they kept you enslaved into for reincarnation over and over again here. And this is what you want to be freed from. So that's the main thing that we do. And the twin flame consciousness merging allows you to be in the same area of consciousness and you're fully complete then because you have the twin flame energy with you in consciousness. So not only do you have the connection to your twin flame of whatever life form it has chosen to be, it doesn't have to be a physical person. It could be a tree. It could be a planet. It could be many things. It could be a cloud. But you have that consciousness of that. And it's just wonderful. And that's a very nice thing. And then what we do also is we can take you back, your spirit, and we go back to the beginning of your initial creation off the source energy and heal every incarnation that you've ever done in your lifetime, or lifetimes, I should say. And we do the same thing on another session for your twin flame energy. So it's just fantastic. And that really allows you to become more of who you are. The 4-in-1 session allows you to feel whole and complete. And the prerequisites for that would be at least having your emotional body cleared so that you're able to take your spirit energy into your body. Remember, your twin flame is like you. It won't come in through densities. This is why we do the emotional body clearing first for everyone. And then you may wish to have, which is almost necessary too, a mental clearing, and then also a sensory clearing. And the sensory clearing clears all the lifetimes of emotional trauma on this planet. So those are what's really needed to do the 4-in-1. And we had a question here in the fast chat about, I guess, could the twin flame be the same sex as you? Well, typically not. If you do have a twin flame energy here, it will normally incarnate in the opposite sex to you so it can have the total full experience of living on the earth plane at the same time in different sexes. So, but like I said, there's only about 200 people here with their twin flame energy, so most likely yours is not here. Although it could be, but, you know, it's just very, very rare to have, you know, twin flame energies ever meet here. So, Sylvia, I guess we'll do a little fun thing here. We've got some requests before. Why don't we scroll down or bring up the light bean again, okay? And there we go. I have it in my screen here. So we're going to bring in first the female energies, okay? So we're going to bring three female light beams in to your monitor screen, and naturally they work heart to heart. And they'll do healings on us too, so they're being energized right now. And what normally happens is you can see the monitor actually change colors a little bit, and the face will become more three-dimensional if you haven't noticed that already. And you're going to see the beautiful light energy, the white light coming out of the eyes and being radiated off of this photograph here. So we're just asking them to come in now. So they're coming in. And like I said, the light only works in the now. Remember, everything that's not in the now is not of the light. Typically, it's just thought projections. And so this is why the light does not give predictions on what's going to happen next. I know a lot of you have asked me in the past about, you know, I got on the internet and I got this channel from so-and-so and they have these predictions of what's going to happen next. Well, that's not really of the light energy, not of creation, although people do say that they are channeling the divine beings and they have predictions. Well, that normally is not possible because the light is in the now. And so the predictions that people are getting would be, in a sense, the dark side's roadmap of what's going to happen here and or the tendencies of what could happen in the way that we're going on down a path of consciousness, okay? So just remember that the light does not give predictions. And so from there, we're going to energize this beautiful light beam. Only works in the now. And they only work heart to heart. The New Age mind movement that's been here for the last 100 years is taking you away from heart energy, typically, using different wordings through their philosophies to make you think that the mind of God is the divine, and it's not. The heart of God, or if you want to use that terminology, it's all that there is. It's all heart energy, not mind energy. So the mind energy is connected to the matrix. And the matrix is the dark side's plans for you, and those are predictable. And so here we go. We're going to have some beautiful healing now. So these are the beautiful female light beings, and we'll bring in the males after this here. So sit back and relax as you have this wonderful experience here and request your healings. They need to have your input to know what you'd like to have worked with. They will never go against your free will. Females to step aside if they would, and we'll bring in the beautiful male energies here. And now they're starting to come in, and you will feel a different vibration frequency coming from them. For most people, they're a little stronger in intensity, but they still have a beautiful love energy. So here they come. And yeah, I just felt the shift this second here as I was talking as they're coming in. So you may actually feel that too. And we have our new website up right now. It's almost completed, but it's up for you to view if you like. So you could go to it, creationlightship.com. And we have new information on it and more information. So you may want to visit that. And here comes this beautiful light beam right now. These three males are here to help you, so again, request additional healing. a while here, so I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a few minutes left, so we had a request at the beginning of the hour to go ahead and step on some toes. So we haven't done too much of that tonight. But
well, not too much, no.
I'd like to go back just to one thing you were talking about earlier, which I think is so important, especially in the light of all of what we've been talking about with the twin flame energy. You know, we're created to be whole and complete, and you said that the dark side doesn't, you know, or the Galactic Federation, because of their dark side infiltration, has not allowed us to be with our twin flame. And it seems like it really is just a means of keeping us from feeling whole and complete, so that we will keep on searching outside of ourselves to try to find that, when all along it would have been just right there, right inside of ourselves. So I'll let you address that a little bit before we end off tonight.
Yeah, you're right. What you said is correct. That internal longing, yearning for something, not feeling whole and complete, is the lack of that twin flame connection. And they just wanted us not to have it, so we could always look outside of ourselves to anything out there. That's why the Galactic Federation created the religions of God, so that you could pray outside of yourself to look for your twin flame, basically, and to dilute your own spiritual energy. So I guess it's getting close to the time to say goodbye. I'll be on the next show here with Troika, so I'll be seeing all of you if you stay on a little bit longer here. So I'll just say right now, for the ones that have to leave, maybe from back east, or you have something else to do, so I'll just say blessings to all of you, and come on our next show, which will be Friday. We'll be doing a lot of fun healings here and some water charging. So blessings to all of you.